Hi, sisters!
Welcome to our sisterly podcast where you meet us every Monday to talk about the tea. So here today we're going to be talking about Netflix, you know, the benefits of the movie industry, at least the streaming industry as far as we're concerned. But I'm here with seven other beautiful young women. We're here with Annie's ladies, Lazara, Natalie, Alessa, the gorgeous, beautiful, generous, and smart Malena, and of course, how could we forget, Dillian.
Okay, so we're just gonna start off talking about how many of us own Netflix.
I own it.
I have an account, and it's actually really good.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I use the same account from my fourth grade best friend, which I have since then lost contact with. But
hey, you still have it though, right?
If it works, so. It works.
And for those of us that pay for it, how much do we usually? How much do you guys pay?
I mean, right now I'm paying $10.
Yeah, $10. But we have a big variety of stuff to watch.
That's true, but right now, isn't there an issue where Netflix was upping the price?
Oh, yes, they're putting commercials.
Well, since their initiation, they started off with $8 as their starting fee, and now that they're adding like more packages, they're expecting like in the month of May to go at least to like around $20, $16, depending on the package.
Well, that's Netflix insane. Originally started being $8 a month, which was fantastic. That's why it blew up so quick. But honestly, I think from what I've read recently, that prices are expected to increase to about $16 a month.
Damn.
Double of what it started.
That's crazy.
How do you guys feel about that? Since
I mean, it kind of goes against the whole reason why the CEO, the inventor of Netflix, started up Netflix. He started up because he had a late fee of $40 at Blockbuster, and he thought it made no sense. He thought it was too expensive. There was just... So it kind of goes against his whole point.
So now the fact that he's adding on extra money, I guess, for the benefits that we'll get, still is very controversial. I
mean, you kind of got to realize, though, he must be a genius, because after Netflix, you got a bunch of other companies.
He revolutionized the streaming industry.
Right.
He did.
Hulu is now doing the same thing. You got other companies. He's a genius. He did it way before anyone else thought about it.
But Hulu's taking it a step far, and that's when Netflix is going to start to decline in subscribers.
And you know who's going up even more? Disney Plus. Disney started this thing where they're doing a similar streaming site. And because of that, you know, since they own big things like Marvel, they own things like, now that's Freeform, Fox, ESPN.
And they have a big name.
And they have a big
name. So a lot of people would want to go there, and they're like, oh, Disney, I'm going to go watch them.
They're going to pull all of that material from Netflix and put it on their own. How do you feel about that? How do you guys feel about that?
I mean, that's pretty smart. Then they'd run the industry.
Disney would run the industry, especially since they're introducing new shows like the show with Loki and the other one with the Falcon.
Oh,
and
that's true.
And they have their own shows
already. Like, exactly. They Disney have Agent Carter.
Yeah.
They have Agent Carter. They have
pretty good
shows.
They're really ranking up there.
Like shows that we like love and we miss.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. You know, we're already
exactly.
There.
Netflix is kind of. And then Netflix in itself isn't really making plans or making deals with other Netflix.
And they're taking away a lot of movies.
They are.
A lot of movies that like people actually watch, they're taking it away because they know that they're only charging $10 a month and they're giving them a lot more.
And on top of that, because they're taking away so many, like so much content that people love, they're putting in their own like Netflix originals.
Mm-hmm.
That's why all you see are Netflix originals.
But those are starting to go down in quality.
And those are going down in quality because then they're saying, oh, how are you going to take off? Like, for example, I remember when The Office went back on Netflix, they took it off of Netflix around 2 years ago. There was, like, this huge, like, oh, my God, put it back. And a lot of Netflix was losing a lot of subscribers over something.
It was the same thing with Friends.
Exactly. They had to pay how much to get Friends back on. So now they're in debt and they're losing subscribers.
Or, like, 13 Reasons Why. Netflix made that show as, like, their own little exclusive thing. And that show got a lot of backlash because of what it was about. A lot of people didn't like that. That kind of hurt Netflix in a way, but... You know, honestly, they've been bringing out a lot of new shows. They have some shows like The Ranch. They got a couple of
those. Actually, I like that show.
Yeah, I like
it. I mean, which are really good Netflix, hits, but in 2018 they increased by 87%.
Damn, that's a lot.
In subscribers, 87% in 2018.
And revenue, they made 15 billion.
15.
That's crazy.
15 billion.
They can buy
some. Give me some of that money.
And Amazon Prime Video, 3 times over.
That's crazy.
That's a 35% increase from last year from what I'm reading, and that's crazy. That's crazy.
And then on top of that, I mean, he started from something so simple, like Blockbuster's fee, and he ended up revolutionizing everything.
Everything.
He changed the way the entertainment industry works, because now you have Apple TV, for example, that does... Apple Music, they do Apple Movies, all of these subscribing concepts is what's starting to change the entertainment industry.
Netflix does have a lot of competitors, though. They're definitely getting Amazon Prime, Disney Plus, we just mentioned.
And then Hulu's taking a step forward, and minus making their own shows like Netflix, they're including HBO, where, hello, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
They can watch Game of Thrones live without having to get cable.
Netflix also brings itself back a little bit by not adding those shows that we are so into right now. Game of Thrones is not on Netflix, and a lot of people
but it's from HBO, though.
HBO with Hulu.
Right.
Yeah, they're not going to give it to them.
And the CEO, Reed Hastings, said he doesn't want a merger.
That's true.
So he's
going
to
he need it, you know, at this point. I mean, he's making... He is predicted to lose money, because if you see him in this... I was checking the stock market today, and Netflix has actually gone down. As of today, I don't know if it's going to change within the next week or so. But that's actually, like, a really bold move from people investing in.
Like, don't you guys get frustrated when you got to pay for Netflix every month?
Yeah.
Like, let's say you go on Netflix, and let's say you're interested in a movie you haven't seen in, like, 5 years. You go to search it up, and it's never there.
The Lion King, bro.
The Lion King.
I went to watch...
Didn't they used to have it?
They take out the really good choice.
I mean, well, hold on, but they still have...
Tree Hill, they don't even have it anymore.
Oh, yeah, no, they took out one.
That was the best show ever.
And wait, and sorry to interrupt, but just recently they're planning on taking off, or I think they already took off, the Santa Clarita diet.
Oh yeah, they canceled the Santa Clarita diet.
And apparently so many people have been into it, so they're gonna end up getting more backlash.
What's
off
the
of
one
it?
That we were talking about the other day? The one
day at a lot at a time.
One day at a time.
Yes.
Which
show so much everyone was pissed because that show has such good.
Yeah, and it speaks about everything.
Exactly.
Like, you learn a lot.
They discontinue good shows like that get positive ratings to continue shows like
13 Reasons Why.
But then why do they do it? Why do you think they would want to take that course of action instead?
Because there was a period of time that 13 Reasons Why... Oh, I'm sorry.
13 Reasons Why
was like a huge thing. Like 13 Reasons Why. Like when the first season came out 2 years ago, that was a huge thing.
Everyone was buzzing about 13 Reasons Why.
Exactly. And then now, like,
I even tried getting you to watch it.
Yeah, I know. I got halfway through it and I was like,
one day at a time, it was a really good show, but people started to miss it when it left. They didn't romanticize it when it was happening.
Oh,
that's
13 true.
Reasons Why, like, it was something.
And sometimes
that was
they
so
drag out.
Yeah, because
know,
it was a big
drag
book.
Out certain TV shows and certain movies that honestly they didn't even catch the attention from the get go. Like, 13 Reasons Why, season one was actually good, but then season two, they kind of messed around,
you know,
and tried doing more.
And they're trying to renew for a third season, and people are already complaining about that. The show hasn't been
out. They keep like, you know those Hallmark movies, like the holiday movies?
Hallmark
those movies are
right.
So bad, and they still have those. They're like cringy.
They should only put those up when it's Christmas time.
Yes, I agree.
I don't understand.
Like, I don't think they should even leave year round.
I don't think that's a very smart marketing
What would
strategy.
Be some good ideas, though, for Netflix if they were to ever hear this podcast?
I mean, they should do the
like
same thing.
Like a marketing strategy?
Yeah.
Or what Hulu's doing with Spotify. You get Spotify Premium, you get...
Because I feel like they should merge. They should take that. I guess if they want to just stay a private business and just actually be themselves. But if you merge and stuff like that, your business has a higher chance on elevating itself.
It's
stuff like that. More streams.
To
and more
a large extent, Netflix still owns the industry. So they don't really feel an urge to have to
That's
change
true.
That much until their competitors
though.
Sneak up
well,
on them. Like with that new program.
But wait,
that's
me.
Around longer. That's another thing. Because that they're... The reason why they're so big is because they changed the face of the streaming industry and the entertainment industry. But if they keep going the rate that they're going out in 10 years from now, Hulu's going to be the next big face.
They're going to be
Disney, definitely.
Exactly. Disney Plus is going to be the next big thing. Amazon Prime Video is going to be the next big thing. But the only reason why Netflix is so big is because it's been around longer.
No.
That's true.
But how many people do we really think subscribe and watch these streaming things?
Would leave Netflix. They wouldn't.
No, they use Hulu more because they have more varieties. And they have
because people on the day-to-day, they're busy. Not a lot of people have time to actually go home and then watch a movie
but
here
that's
and
not
there
true
and
because
thing.
I mean the whole new trend is binge watching.
That's
all
true.
With Netflix is they don't have anything to binge watch
and especially now with these rumors that they're gonna add advertisements to it. I thought their whole big
thing I
oh,
do not like that.
If I
am paying
serious.
So much money, why am I getting ads in something I do not want
exactly.
ads on?
With Hulu, like the best thing I like about Hulu is because if you buy it in the bundles, like let's say you're paying for the lowest price, you're gonna get the more, like you're gonna get more ads. But if you're paying the higher price, for me, I don't get ads because I'm paying like what is I think like
yeah, of course they want us to pay more.
But that's I'd rather pay more and get no ads
no,
than pay the same
yeah.
amount that I'm paying.
Yeah, but then there's
and
other
and
websites. We have like AdMidMe.
Oh,
that's
you
true.
You
have to pay extra to watch it on multiple screens instead of just three people only
exactly.
at the same time. And then if there's another person trying to log in, it logs you out from whatever the hell you're watching.
That's also true.
That's so
something, but
upsetting.
That's also something that Hulu can fix easily.
That's true. They can easily just take all the advertisements.
advertisements on Netflix, I'm honest. Like, if they put that, that's going to be a really bad marketing strategy.
Does Hulu have advertisements?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they do. Oh, you see, that's a drawback.
But it depends on the packaging.
But it's a plus for Netflix because they don't have to deal with the whole commercials thing, and they don't have to pay extra. Hulu, if you want, if you don't want the commercials, you have to pay extra.
But that's the thing. Like,
but now Netflix wants to add.
Like, they want to add advertisements. That's the whole thing. Like, that's the whole thing. That's why Netflix, for right now, they're debating how to, like, keep their subscribers, because now there's rumors that they want to add advertisements. So now it's
Netflix is playing a different ball game right now. Don't know if it's really
working for them.
Okay, but how long are the advertisements? Because maybe it's just like a minute long.
No, it's probably gonna be like the general, like 20 seconds, 30 seconds.
Is it in between the episode though? Because that's really annoying.
All right, so
what then would stop the subscribers from getting Hulu instead of Netflix?
Well, the variety of episodes.
Since all of us have Netflix, to you guys, would you guys ever consider switching from Netflix to a different streaming company? Like Hulu or Disney Plus?
I already use Hulu more.
I don't use Hulu because I already have to pay for Netflix.
Well, that's it, folks. You heard it here. Netflix is trash.
It really is.
Or
honestly, like, Apple users can download Apple, like, the movies.
Oh, yeah.
iTunes, but you know what, Apple? There you just download everything that you purchased.
And Hulu has all the TV shows, but Netflix has all the movies. But well, not necessarily, like, you know, all, but they have more movies than Hulu.
But like, doesn't Hulu, like...
At a point, I had two accounts. Because on Hulu, I would watch the TV shows because Netflix weren't on their Hulu.
Honestly,
if
they put that 70 shows on Hulu, have the brand new movies, though, and the old ones.
I love that show.
Okay,
yes.
doesn't Hulu like put the episode like the second day that it aired or something like that? Because I remember they used to have Pretty Little Liars.
Yes.
So isn't that a little bit better? Even though they have the commercials, you're still getting like the episodes the day after you aired.
Netflix, you don't have to pay for cable. Next season comes out.
Yes. The whole season has to end.
American Horror Story, you have to wait like a whole year before you get the Walking Dead.
Exactly.
And by that time, you usually forget what happens in the previous season.
Exactly. And you have to rewatch it.
And that's how they're getting their money. But we barely mentioned the main competitor of Hulu, Amazon Prime Video, Netflix, which is AdMeMe. AdMeMe does the same thing.
Exactly.
And it's free. As Netflix and Hulu, it's free. You don't have commercials. And the Game of Thrones episodes come out the day
literally
after.
Literally the day after.
It's literally the best thing that could have happened because...
Yes. There's gotta
but it's very low-key.
You're right, stuff. But it's still cheaper because it's $3.99 a month.
There's got to be some sort
for
of community gallery.
For AdMeMe, it's $3.99 a month for premium.
Not even... Oh my God, not even then. Like a few weeks ago is when I found out about AdMeMe.
Like, I can be completely broke and I can still afford AdMeMe. Premium. I can still afford it.
No, you can buy it for everybody in your whole household.
And Netflix over time. And look at how they're already gaining all their shows.
And we do the same thing we do with Netflix and stuff. Even if you can't make an account with AdMeMe, everybody knows somebody that does and they all share it.
Exactly.
No extra cost, no nothing. It sounds really great. I think Netflix should take notes.
And AdMeMe has more
money. Okay, guys, but let's be real. We're talking about Netflix. There has to be at least something good about it. We can't just be, you know, bringing it down.
They have really good quality.
Well, if it weren't for Netflix, a lot of these companies wouldn't
have existed.
There.
Exactly. They would have never gotten the idea from it.
Because,
Netflix
of course, it's bad, but it has some good, too.
But Netflix also has really good, like, originals. Like, original movies,
The series.
Yeah.
Like, okay, The Umbrella Academy.
That show was good.
That was a high rating show.
Everybody's waiting for the second season to come out.
But
I need to catch up.
Before we would hear all the time,
Stranger Things too.
How we would always wait for Netflix shows. Now you barely hear that. There's not much talk about it anymore.
Because they don't promote it as much anymore. They used to like put like really good trailers on and everybody would get so excited, but then we had to wait so long and then they take out the other episodes.
It's actually been a minute since I've gotten a Netflix ad.
Yes.
Because lately I go on YouTube and things like that and I always see Vudu, I always see Hulu,
That's because they're dominant on social media like Twitter.
Yes, right. They have good marketing.
On Twitter, their marketing strategy on Twitter is amazing because they appeal to the demographic, which is who? Us. Mm-hmm. The younger people, the younger generation.
But you have to take account of also like the YouTube viewers and things like that. Like, why expand yourself? If you're already
gone down. That's why they're not gonna spend as much money on YouTube ads when they could on Twitter ads.
That's true.
So yeah.
I mean, I agree a lot with what Adrian said. Netflix really did pave the way
But paving the way does not mean that they are the final destination.
No, of course not.
Because they have to stay original at all times. They have to update their
product. Look at things like YouTube. That's a huge... That started as just like a place to share
videos. Yes, YouTube is massive.
And now, it became one of the biggest
all of a sudden, you see like people like James Charles, Mr. Sister James Charles. He's putting...
Our queen.
Advertisements 2 minutes, one after the other. That's insane. Because he's like, oh, no, but I want it to be like a TV show. You're going to lose subscribers like that.
That's
true.
What
Netflix
is doing. You know what? Another good thing about Netflix is that they help people... Like screenwriters, the creator of the Umbrella Academy is Gerard, the lead singer of My Chemical Romance.
You let people do what?
They help people envision their dreams and they help profit off of that. Like they payroll it.
Okay, what are your final thoughts?
Final thoughts? Well, I feel like the general consensus here is that we all need to switch from Netflix. We're all messing up out here.
Really
Hulu
really
Plus.
We need Hulu.
And that
Hulu Plus.
The mother...
Hulu Plus, please sponsor our podcast.
Or admit me.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to our podcast,
this
guys.
Sister subscribers, and we will see you later.
Do it again. Say thank you for watching. We're sister subscribers.
No.
We're out.
No. Thank you, sister subscribers. We're sister signing out. And
okay, 1, 2, 3. Thank you, sister subscribers. We're sister signing out. And that's the tea.